Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. How the heck do you get so much done? That's what people are always asking me and my clients. Whether it's Isabel Price, who homeschools two of her children, works from about 8 until 2, has an 8-figure business, a million customers, or whether it's Bedros and his 800 franchises, and the fact that he still has date night every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and he still is home on time for dinner and to play with his kids. Or whether it's my editor, a young man named Austin, who just cranks out more content than even I possibly could, all while moving around the country in Mexico and all over the place and just living a fantastic life as a young nomad. And then there's Sharon Srivatsa, who's building real estate empires, and Shanda Sumpter, who is helping build female entrepreneur empires. And she works from 9 until 2 and takes 1 week off every month. And then there's Jason Capital, a young man and a young friend of mine, a longtime client, who gets up at 5 o'clock and dominates his day, even though he's under 30 years old. And he's showing young men and women how to live the life of their dreams too. So listen, my name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm host of Early to Rise Radio. Obviously, you know what we believe in, but it's not just about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. And today, I'm going to reveal the 5 secrets for time ownership, not time management. Listen, management means you kind of are renting time, but no, we're going to own our time here. This is time ownership, where we have full control of it, and that's going to be a game changer for so many of you, my friend. So many people who just, man, they just can't get it all done, and they get all stressed out, and I'm going to show you how to do it and totally dominate your days, all right? So this is like one of my favorite topics. You can tell that I'm super pumped up about it. I wrote a book about it, The Perfect Day Formula. If you haven't got it, free copy is available to you at freeperfectdaybook.com. That's freeperfectdaybook.com. Just pay the shipping and handling. And if I can give you a little suggestion, make sure you upgrade to the full Perfect Day kit. It is an absolute life changer, all right? I'm going to introduce you to many of the people that have used it. But before that, I'm going to talk about a book that I just read recently called You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. It has 2,000 five-star reviews. This guy has a million followers on Instagram and doesn't follow a single person because he takes his time seriously. He's all about time blocking, as I am. And David Goggins, he runs ultra marathons. He's one of the toughest people in the world. He's one of the fittest people in the world. He's a Navy SEAL. He's done Army, Rangers, Delta Force, all this stuff. But he's written an incredible book, and he's also very famous for being the SEAL in Jesse Itzler's book called Living with a SEAL. Now, David Goggins is an uncommon person among uncommon people. That's the way he describes himself. So if you're uncommon among uncommon, you are the 1 out of 100, and or maybe 1 out of 1 billion. This guy gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He does 3 hours of endurance training. And then he shows up at work. So he basically, he lives like 25 miles away from work. He either runs the 25 miles. That's right. He runs like a marathon on a training day. And sometimes he will bike 100 miles in the morning. So he does a century before work. Then he works from 7:30 till 5. And then from there, what he does is he might even train again. He definitely will bike the 30 miles home, and then he'll go to bed at 10 o'clock and he gets up at 4. So that's a hard, hard life. Obviously, that is not for everybody. He's certainly had his own share of downfalls because of it. He's had multiple injuries. He's developed, though, this calloused mind, he calls it. And he talks about the path of more resistance instead of the path of least resistance. So if you get nothing else from that little book review, and you should go and read his book because it'll make your life look like Man, even if you think you've had a tough life, it'll make you think that your life has been a fairy tale because, I mean, poor Goggins was, you know, threatened and, you know, called all the bad words and, you know, had a lot of bad stuff happen to him when he was younger and, you know, saw a lot of bad stuff happen to his mom. And basically they had to run away from his father. And he decided eventually that enough was enough and he was going to step up because he was overweight and struggling and broke and all this stuff. And he knew he had to be a better person. So he took the path of more resistance, and that was the biggest lesson that I got out of it. And I want to talk about the path of more resistance, but the path of time and financial freedom that comes with taking the path of more resistance. Now, I want you to think about what you make per hour. Imagine you made $114 per hour. That'd be pretty good. I bet there's a lot of people sitting there going, $114 an hour, sign me up. Now, what do you think that is in annual salary? $500,000? A million? It's not. It's actually not even close to a million. I have this rule. It's the 2x1,000 rule. Man, it actually isn't my rule. It's just the rule. But when I was younger, I was always wondering, how much does this person make? How much does this person make? And so when I worked at the factory and I heard about somebody making $20 an hour, it's like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. And so I realized, well, if you work 50 hours a week and you work, sorry, if you work 40 hours per week and you work 50 hours in a year, that's 2,000 hours. So if you take your hourly rate and you double it, that's the 2 and the 2x1,000, and then you multiply it by 1,000, you get your salary. Very simple. So if you hear someone say, oh, I make $50 an hour, you know immediately they make 100 grand in a year. And if you make $114 an hour, it means you make $228,000, not even a quarter of a million bucks. $114, it sounds so big because, you know, we grew up making $5 an hour, $7 an hour. I worked my first job for $3.10 an hour. So $114, man, I didn't even make that in like a week. And yet here is the opportunity to make it in an hour. And it's still not enough. One of the time secrets is a time journal. And a time journal helps you identify your hourly worth. And I'll show you how to do that in a second. But the time journal is the first of our key principles in this secret of success here, these five secrets of success. So the time journal, I got the idea from two places. So I was in the fitness world for a long time, and we knew that if you did a food journal, if you wrote down what you ate for every meal and every snack, not only would you count your calories, but you would also identify when you were eating out of hunger, anger, loneliness, tiredness, or boredom. And so the first four there are halt: hungry, angry, lonely, tired. We do things in stress if we're hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And Bedros learned this from his therapist, Dr. Kevin, who helped him overcome a lot of issues. And Kevin would say to Bedros, you know, every time you're acting out, it's because you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And Bedros was like, oh my gosh, you're right. So we would teach our clients to do food journals and say, you know what, when you're eating here, are you actually hungry? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? And boredom will fit in there under lonely or tired. And so if you did that, you'd identify all these triggers in your life for food intake, and you'd stop overeating. Well, at least it would give you some tools to stop overeating and some plans. Now, it's the same with our time. What I want you to do with your time is think, well, where am I wasting it? And so you do this time journal every 20 minutes over the course of the day from when you get up to when you go to sleep. What you'll do is write down what you're doing every 20 minutes and how you feel. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, tired, energetic, all these things? And the next thing you know, you're able to make some cause and effect associations, as I've talked about in some recent podcasts. It's very, very powerful to make cause and effect because now you are identifying the triggers. And when you know the triggers, then you can change your habits. So the time journal, it helps you identify when you're most productive and creative and energetic, and I call that magic time. It helps you identify OCD loops, which is where you're wasting time, you know, going on social media and checking out news websites or text messaging or gossiping or doing all that stuff, and allows you to like put some halts into place Not the hungry, angry, lonely, tired, but an actual halt helps you identify things to do instead. And then finally, it helps you identify how many hours you actually really, truly worked in a week. So if you think, oh my gosh, I work like 60 hours, and then you take a look at what you actually do with your time, and you don't count social media, and you don't count all the time you spend talking to people and gossiping, maybe you only work 35 hours. And maybe, well, let's say to make it easier on my math, maybe you work 40 hours a week. Okay, you actually work 40 hours per week instead of 60. And you look at how much money you make, and it's $2,000 a week. And you go, okay, I make $50 an hour. My time is worth $50 an hour. And that should be a cold bucket of water to the face, because now you take a look at all the stuff that you do in your personal life and in your professional life, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and you go, wait a minute, is going to the UPS store to ship this package, is this a $50 an hour task? And in fact, I'll challenge you, and I'd say double your hourly rate, because you think, oh, it's just going to take me 15 minutes, but it's 15 minutes of transition time before and after, and really it's triple the time. So I could say value your time at $150 an hour instead of just $50 an hour. But now you have a really good idea what your hour is worth. And if you know what your hour is worth, it will help you stop doing stuff that is below your pay grade. You'll stop preparing meals, and you'll order a meal delivery service like Icon Meals. You'll stop cutting your lawn, and you'll get some kid to mow the lawn for 20 bucks. You'll stop washing your car. You'll stop going to the grocery store. You'll stop doing all of this stuff that other people will do for a very low rate. And you can find people on Craigslist and TaskRabbit and all this stuff. And then for your virtual activities, you can find people on Upwork.com and also Craigslist. And remember, you don't have to hire somebody full time. There's people on these websites that are willing to work for just a few hours at a time, for a few dollars per hour. And the next thing you know, you've saved yourself hours per week and haven't spent a lot of money. And now you're able to put more of your hours into the $150 an hour tasks. And the next thing you know, you've really changed the game for your business. So that's the first thing that I challenge you. I challenge you to take up there and make that change in your life so that you can be more dominant in your days and really move into that empire builder mode, which so many people never get into, unfortunately. Mark Ford taught me this years and years ago. Before I bought Early to Rise, when I was still writing for Men's Health magazine, through his writings, he taught me the value of my time. And he also taught me that I don't find time. I don't find time to do stuff, but I make time to do stuff. One of my most famous clients is Russell Brunson. He bought the Perfect Day Formula kit from me years ago, and he did a podcast about his experiences with it and about how he was waking up at 7 in the morning, and all of a sudden he switched to 5 in the morning, and he made hours of extra time. And David Goggins says that he has hours of extra time. And my friend Dan Fleischman says, well, I'll just go to bed a little bit later than you, and I'll get up a little bit earlier than you, and I've made more time than you have. Ed Milette, who I've had in the podcast, he says that he'll work multiple six-hour days within a day, and he time compresses his results. So it's all about making time. And it really moves into our second time tool, which I call the perfect week formula. Now, the perfect week formula might have been an even better choice of my first book. But instead, I did the perfect day formula. And then 2 or 3 years later, through all the teachings that I was doing to CEOs of major companies, I realized I should have created the perfect week formula first. And so I'm writing that book right now. And what I've realized is one line in the description of the perfect week formula is going to help shift your mindset about time. And the line goes like this: build your business around your life and not your life around your business. Let me say that again. You build your business, your work hours, around your life, around the stuff you want to do in your life, rather than trying to fit your life stuff inside your business. Now, of course, you're going to have some constraints, but not as many as you think. And in fact, I'm going to make you more productive by using the perfect week formula. One of my clients, Ed, sold his business to PayPal for $100 million. And even during that time of him building this business and working a lot, he still made time. Remember, we make time for stuff. We don't find time. It's not like there's time underneath the bed with the ab rocker, you know, just collecting dust. No, we got to make time for what matters. And Ed's children are on the verge of becoming teenagers. And so what Ed did was every Friday night, everybody had to put their phones away and they had family movie night. And they put that on the calendar as a non-negotiable. So he even arranged all of his travel so that he would get home late Friday and not miss out on family movie night. And I know some speakers who will not speak on Sunday, and therefore they arrange all their travel to be home Saturday evening. And I think if you reverse your look on life and reverse your look on time, that you can start to make more time for what matters. And then that will also help you say no to what doesn't. All right. So I'm going to challenge you here. What I want you to do is take a piece of paper right now and across the top, write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then write some columns and then some lines across, maybe 5-7 lines across. And now you've got all these blocks of time. And what I want you to do is write in the family stuff, the date nights, the workouts, the massages, all the things you want in your life. Maybe the dance lessons, the karaoke. You know, I love my karaoke. And you put in when you want to play sports. And you put that in there. Now, of course, you have to be wise about things, and you can't say, well, I'm going to surf all day long, 5 days a week. Well, that's obviously not going to fit inside the box of making money, unless you're Kelly Slater, of course, or Laird Hamilton. But for the most of us, what we can do is we can put that surfing back on the calendar. We can make time for it, and then we say, okay, listen, you know what we need to do is we need to go and make time for it and block that time off. So that's what you're going to do. And the next thing you know, you put another boundary or bumper in there of, you know, we're going to have family dinner every Sunday and we're going to, you know, do this on Saturday afternoon so that you don't end up working on Saturday afternoon. You're going to do this on Tuesday night so that it forces you to be home by a certain time. And you build all these bumpers and boundaries in place. And the next thing you know, you actually have a life. You actually have a life. One of the things that I teach is the end of day cutoff time in the perfect week formula. And I love this because this is the time of day where you can plan and prepare the next day. And I talk about this extensively in Unstoppable, my book that you can get for free at beunstoppablebook.com. And I want you to grab that. And I want you to put in all these bumpers and boundaries, as I've mentioned. And I want you to have this end of day cutoff routine where you do the brain dump. You take that jigsaw puzzle, you know, clutter of 1,000 pieces and ideas in your head, and you spread that jigsaw puzzle out over the table. That's my analogy for it. And then you arrange it so it's clear, crystal clear. And now you have an idea of what to do the next day. No, not just an idea, but an actual plan to dominate the day. And when you think about it like that, oh, all of a sudden becomes so clear, right? Like, my goodness, it becomes so clear that this is what we're going to do. And that's how you're going to dominate. So when you have that in place, you can separate your work life and your home life. And that is so powerful and important. One of the things I teach my clients, especially those with young children, is how to make that separation of work and home so that they can be present with their kids. Because right now, and maybe you're in this same situation, you're looking at your phone, playing with your kids at the same time. I know that when I do this around my dog starts barking at me. Poor little Daisy gets jealous of the phone that's in my hand. And I go, you dummy, Craig, you just put the phone away and play with the dog. Be all in on one, not trying to do a bit of both. And that's huge. One of my other clients, a guy named Danny Lair, well, he was struggling with this. And so I said, Danny, I'm going to have you do this little funny ritual. And you just hear me out, Danny. You're going to go home at night. And as soon as you walk in, you're going to say to your kids, hey, kids, let's put daddy's phone, not more Danny's, you know, it is Danny, Danny's phone or daddy's phone in the phone bed. And then we're going to put my phone to sleep so that we can go and play. And so they started doing that. And then the daughter decided she was going to make a phone bed out of egg cartons. Or you can go on Amazon and buy Arianna Huffington's $170 phone bed, which is actually a product that's actually available for sale. So either way, you have a phone bed and you put your phone in there and then you go and play with your kids. And after about 30 minutes, they're like, okay, thanks, daddy. I'm going to go do my own thing now. And you're like, oh, I didn't need 2 hours of distracted time, you know, where I'm on my phone and I'm trying to raise my kids at the same time. I just needed 30 minutes of quality time. And you can do that. You can do that. You know, in fact, Danny's daughter plays the piano and she actually plays a lullaby while he puts it in the phone bed. And it's a great ritual and routine, and it's built up powerful memories for the both of them. So those are just few of the things in the perfect week formula that you can use to build bumpers and boundaries in your time so that you're not filling a vacuum of time with work. Because I know this as a single guy, you know, hey, Thursday night, I don't have anything going on. I could just fill that time with work. And if I don't force myself to, you know, book dog training lessons or dinners with friends or anything, maybe some karaoke. If I don't book those things in the calendar, I'll be like, I've got nothing to do. I don't want to watch TV, so I guess I'll just work. And the next thing you know, you feel like you're working all the time and you're not doing quality work. You're just goofing around on the internet and calling it work. So use those boundaries and bumpers like a child uses bumpers at the bowling alley to avoid gutter balls. And you want to avoid gutter balls in your time. Now, another thing that you can do is get rid of some of the things that you're doing. Maybe you shouldn't be doing them. Maybe nobody should be doing them in your business. But for some reason, you're compelled to do certain things that are a waste of your time. And I'm going to talk about that next in the third secret, which is the 10 fewer hours exercise. This is one of the favorite things I've created this year, which is the 10 fewer hours exercise. And I want to go through it because it helped one of my clients, a woman named Shanda Sumter, who helps thousands of women to start their businesses. Well, Shanda went through it because she was struggling with balancing. And let's use the balance word, the B word. You know, I don't like to use the B word, but let's use it here. She was struggling with balancing her work, which she loves, and growing her team, which she loves, and spending time with her son, Zach, which she loves even more. And she found herself thinking about work when she should have been focusing on Zach. And so we went through this and we figured out what she should stop doing, what wasn't her job. And so I asked her these four questions, and I'm going to ask these four questions to you. And I want you to write down the answer to that and how many hours this is going to save you. I'm pretty sure it'll save you 10 or more per week. And I'll show you my answers too. If you'll show me yours, yes. So the first question is, what do you hate doing? Now, if you're an employee and you have a job that you hate, this is unfortunate, and you're going to say, well, I can't do anything about it. And the truth is, you can. There are other jobs out there. But this is really for the entrepreneur. And the entrepreneur is going to go, well, what do I hate in my job? What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? My goodness, I hate this. And so for me, I hate doing morning calls. I hate doing calls in the morning because morning is my magic time for writing and preparing. And yet I was taking sales calls and coaching calls with my clients from Singapore and all over Asia, to be honest, and Australia and New Zealand. I just have clients and clients and clients all over in the most fascinating places. And I was taking these calls way too early in the morning, disrupting my flow. And not only was it disrupting my flow of the morning, I was thinking about it the night before. So I was wasting at least 2 hours, if not more, per week on this. Probably more, because each call was really wasting me 2 hours, and oftentimes I'd have 3 calls in the morning. So I changed that. I set up a calendar link, and I said, you know what, no calls before 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is late for me, of course, because I've been up since 4, so it's really like somebody's lunchtime. And by that time, I'd gotten all my good writing done. I'd had a walk with Daisy the dog, and I was ready for a call or two before going to the gym. And it was a great setup. And it was just a simple tweak I had to make. Now, the next question, the second question here for time tool number 3 is, what should you stop doing? So what are you doing in your business that nobody, not you, not somebody else, not an assistant, not a copywriter, not a salesperson, nobody should be doing? And I realized I'm doing all these small podcasts. And I mean small podcasts with, I'm not even sure if they have 10 listeners. But I was doing that to promote my book. I was on a mission. And I did my 275 podcasts to promote the Perfect Day Formula. And then I decided, you know what? I've become a good storyteller here. I've got the message down properly. I can do it in my sleep practically. So I got to stop doing these practice podcasts. And it sucks because I want to help you if you're just starting out. But you know, the truth is I can't do 5 podcasts a day. That would be a full-time job. And if I only reach 250 people in a day, then that means I failed. It means I haven't done my Instagram, which reaches 47,000. I haven't done my YouTube, which can reach over 100,000. I haven't done my emails, which can reach over 100,000. And again, I can't do that. I can't. So what are you doing in your business that if you stop doing, your business wouldn't change and you'd have more time? And then take a look at your team members. What are they doing that they could stop doing that if nobody did in the business, it wouldn't matter? This can save you a ton of time and heartache and headache. The third question is, what is not your job? What is not your job? It's somebody else's job, but it's not your job. Recently, I've been reading a book called Clockwork by Mike Michalowicz, who wrote Profit First and The Pumpkin Plan and all of these great business books. In fact, his goal is to be the most prolific business writer of his generation. That's a pretty good goal. And in Clockwork, he talks about taking all of your major tasks. So you have 6 sticky notes. You put your major task, 1 major task on each, and then you have to start getting rid of them because you can only do 1. Oh my gosh, I bet you're stressed out right now. I've got 40 tasks, let alone 6. And I did this and I was like, you know what? These meetings, somebody else can run these meetings. Not this meeting that we're doing, but one of the meetings in my business. And you know, the writing of one of these emails that I send every week, someone else can do this. I don't need to do this. And then there's another task, you know, some coaching emails and coaching calls. You know, I don't have to do all of them. And the next thing you know, I was freeing up a ton more time because it was not my job to do all of that stuff. It's also not my job to do video uploads or sales calls. And I was doing that for a long time. Even though I had a competent salesperson and I have an amazing social media person who uploads the videos, I just couldn't let go. Do you ever have that feeling you can't let go? But you have to. You have to let go of cutting the lawn, of making the meals, of doing the laundry. You weren't put here to do that stuff. You were put here to run a business and impact a lot of people. So you have to let it go and just say no. Finally, the fourth question, what are your distractions? We've all got them. Mine was Instagram. That's what I wrote down. In the afternoon, after I've done all my work and before dinner, I'll say to myself, oh, I'll just go on Instagram for a bit because I can justify it by saying that I'm going to sell something. But I should be reading a book or preparing for the next day, and I wasn't. I was wasting my time on Instagram. So all these things, man, I just freed up like 10 hours plus in my week. So huge, 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 huge changes for me just by asking these questions. And I know that you're going to have the same kind of groundbreaking answers and changes. And you'll be like, okay, well, I see the problem. It's not going to be easy to make the changes, but you can do it. Trust me. Now, if you're having a hard time letting go, it really moves into this next exercise that I call the price of gold. And when I did this exercise at the Perfect Life Retreat in 2017, it hit people in the heart. It really did. Some people, it was the most important thing I did all weekend. And I've done this at many other events. And my good friend Ben Hardy, the author of the bestseller, When Willpower Doesn't Work. Actually, it's just willpower won't work, not willpower. When willpower, he just says willpower never works. And he said, Craig, this is the best exercise I've ever seen you do. And he's seen me do a lot of them. He's done an entire day of coaching with me. And it changed his life because he realized he was getting good gold stars for working too much. So let me explain the price of gold. It's a powerful, powerful exercise. And when you go through it, you're going to have some aha moments. So the very first thing to understand is that in our lives, we can do the good things, but the good things don't serve us. We can also do bad things and get rewarded for it. And that's a stupid gold star. So I use this analogy of when we were kids, right? We go to first grade and we spell the word boo right, and we get a gold star. Yay, boo, we spelled boo right. And okay, it was like, all right, we got this gold star. I want to come back and impress, you know, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones or whatever the name of my first grade teacher Mine was Mrs. Blair. I want to impress Mrs. Blair by spelling my next words right. And that's positive reinforcement. The good gold stars. Now, we can get stupid gold stars, is what I call them, for doing stuff that does not serve us. And so for a lot of us, it's going to be working too much. But back when I was in college, it was for binge drinking. So I would go and binge drink, and then the next morning my friends would laugh and say, Craig, you're so cool. You're funny last night. And that was a gold star. It was positive reinforcement for doing something that was stupid. Now, I also got bad gold stars, stupid gold stars, for something that seemed good by being productive, by working all the time. But you know what? That cost me a lot in my life. So think about something in your life where it's really holding you back, but everybody thinks it's good. Maybe you do triathlons and you're like, oh yeah, and I spend 20 hours a week training for triathlons and I don't see my kids. Wait a minute. Maybe you should stop doing triathlons and stop getting stupid gold stars from people that, you know, tell you to do more triathlons or more CrossFit or whatever it is. Or simply just working too much. Oh my goodness, you're always working. You're such a hard worker. Well, okay, we got to draw the line somewhere. So think about what it's costing you in life. For me, I was working too much and it was costing me my personal life. I really wanted to spend more time in my social life, and there I was working. And it was a big mistake. So I don't want you to be in that same position. So figure out where you need to cut the stupid gold stars in your life. Now, on the positive side, we also want to have a positive aspect of this exercise. And so we go and we say, well, what good gold stars do we need? What habit do we need to start, and who do we need to get positive reinforcement from? So for me, I want to have more unselfish behavior. I want to be a better listener and become a better leader. So I need to go and start doing things that get positive reinforcement from my leader friends like Matt Smith and Bedros, Jay Ferrugia, and my brother-in-law, Mark. So just write down, what do you want to get positive reinforcement for? And start taking those actions. Start doing those actions around the people that you look up to and admire. And that's going to be a game changer for you. So when you cut the stupid gold stars, you'll cut out bad, wasted time from your life. Now, the fifth and final exercise here that will help just make more time in your life is building your brand new perfect day. So what I want you to do with me, take another piece of paper out, and on the left-hand side, you're going to write your schedule out. You're going to script your day. And the right-hand side, we're going to go through the five pillars of success from my book, The Perfect Day Formula, but in a different way than you've ever worked. So think about this. Think about your busiest day of the week. What's your busiest work day? Well, for me, it's going to be Monday. I've got meetings, I've got writing, I've got calls, I've got all these things. I've got a training session at 8 o'clock at night for my coaching group. And I'm going to script out my day. So you're going to script out your busiest day, but taking into account everything that you've learned, all the things that you've cut out. So what used to be crazy busy day will now just be a politely and positively busy day where you get so much done, but you're not burnt out. So for me, I get up at 3:57 a.m. That's right, 3:57 a.m. because 4 o'clock is too late, because The Rock gets up at 4 o'clock and I want to be 3 minutes earlier than The Rock. And so I do. And then I go and I'm writing usually by 4:12. And I've done my planning and preparation the night before. So my writing is just fluid and comes out very, very fast. And so in 90 minutes, I write about 1,500 words or more. And then I do a little meditation. I'll do that with the dog. So the dog might sit on my lap and I'll do a guided meditation. And then after that, I take the dog for a walk, come back in. We both have breakfast. And then I do my meeting prep for the day. I do a little bit more writing. Then I have my workout at lunchtime. I might do a late morning call on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but not Monday. And then right after that, I have team meetings in the afternoon. I have coaching calls. Then I have a break. And then I come back and I do my training session every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I answer questions from my coaching clients in my 2x 10 less program. And I help them double their income and work less. So that, my friend, is my busiest day. And then I read to wind down and I fall asleep usually by 10. And on Tuesday night, I sleep a little bit earlier to make up for it. So craft out and script your busiest day and do it as detailed as possible with what you're going to do every hour and when the meetings are going to end so that you don't let meetings go on and on and on. And you go to these meetings with agendas and plans and everybody gets their work done fast. And that's what happens when you have the perfect day on your side and all these time success tools. Now, think about the five pillars for success and how they will support this busy day. So for me, the first question I ask is, what planning do I need? Because that's the number one pillar, is better planning and preparation than ever before. And I know that when I do my planning the night before, when I do my brain dump and my priority to-do list, and then I do the process planning that I outline in the Unstoppable book, it makes for easy writing the next morning. And then pillar number two, professional accountability. Who's going to be your coach for the day? That might be your manager. That might be your business coach. That might be me because I'm your coach. And you need accountability from that person. You're going to tell them what you're going to do and you're going to go out and do it because you don't want to go back to them and let them down. Third, who's going to be your positive social support? Who's going to be the people that pick you up when you feel down? Who's going to be the person that you go to lunch with, the positive person that's not going to talk gossip or bad about other people, instead is going to lift you up and support you? And fourth, what's your meaningful incentive for doing all of this? Why are you working so hard? It's not for more times for triathlon if you have young kids. No, it's to support those young kids and give them a great life. And then finally, fifth, what's an important deadline within your perfect day? So think back to that script on the left-hand side. Is there one thing that must be done by a certain time in order for this day to go great? And for me, it's writing in the morning. I need to do my 1,500 words in 90 minutes before I do my meditation. And if I do that, I've won the day. And that, my friend, is it. With all of those five key principles, those secrets of time ownership, from the time journal to the perfect week formula to the 10 hours less questions to the good gold stars replacing the bad gold stars, and then finally this brand new perfect busy day script, you have the best plan for you to go out there and dominate your days. So listen, if you don't already have a copy of the Perfect Day Formula, get your copy at freeperfectdaybook.com. And then if you're ready to go to the next level, go to perfectlifeworkshop.com if you want to double your income and work less and you want to get coaching with me in person to go over all of this, your 90-day blueprint, your marketing plan, your big thinking, your vision, everything that Bedros has done and Jason Capital and Shanda and Isabel and Sharon and all those people I mentioned before who are just making more money and working less and living the life of your dreams, okay? So perfectlifeworkshop.com if you want to work with me. And finally, I would love to hear your feedback on iTunes. You know, give us a little rating there of 5 stars. We'd absolutely love that. We want to get up to our 300th rating. And then send your questions to Real Craig Ballantyne on Instagram or email me at support@earlytorise.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Or more importantly, see you at a Perfect Life Workshop, all right? So go to perfectlifeworkshop.com, apply now. We just want to make sure it's a good fit for you. And we'll see you to have a perfect day soon.